Hello and welcome, Banter on the Rocks listeners. You can find every one of our weekly episodes on Apple Podcast and YouTube. Grab your favorite drink and enjoy the show.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Banter on the Rocks. Today it will just be me, John. For the episode, Tim is feeling under the weather, not able to shake it off so quickly, so he'll be resting. Wishing the best to Tim to get well soon. Hopefully he breaks all those fevers, everything he's feeling. And to everybody else listening, hopefully you guys are doing well, not sick. But please do take care because it is that time of the year where people are getting sick. It's cold out there. You're going out a lot. So be mindful, wash your hands, take care. We don't want to see people getting sick. But on today's episode, I'll be doing a few NFL hot takes, just takes that I've seen. Talk a little bit about the Ravens. We had Monday night today, the 49ers and the Lions. So we'll talk a little bit about them and just other teams leading up to the playoffs where we're going into the last week of the NFL season. And then we'll do some hot takes. Got a few hot takes to do. And then I also want to sort of talk about New Year's. This is our New Year's episode. So talking a little bit about what we're hoping for in this next year, personal life, pod wise, and also just, some of the traditions, some of the things I do to celebrate New Year's. But before we continue, just a bit of our housekeeping notes. We are brand ambassadors for Find the Good brand. Find the Good brand does give back 10% of all purchases to the Mental Health of America organization. So a very great cause. If you've seen the merch on us, gone on the website, they have a lot of great merch. Sweaters, I will say, are very comfortable. They will keep you warm, especially during this time of the year where it gets chilly. We are in California, so it's probably not as cold as some of those people in Boston, in Minnesota, Chicago, back on the East Coast. Please check out the website. You could click the link below. It'll take you straight to the store. You can look it up all their merch. And if you use the code BANTER805, you'll also get 10% off your purchase. So 10% to you, 10% to mental health. Overall, money back to everybody and for great causes. So check them out. We're a very great company, very great organization, and great cause to find a good brand is. But to get started with the show, we'll do our banter drinks of the week. And this week, I'm choosing a bigger cup. I am doing an OJ with tequila. Just something simple. It's been a busy day, but just getting some of that vitamin C along with some of that tequila. I'm not using our typical banter cup today. I am using, like I said, this isn't any sponsorship or anything, but great company, Wow Lemonade. It is a cup I got, and we got two. Vera has one too from Hawaii at Oahu in the North Shore of Wow Lemonade. Great company, great place, great juices. Also great acai bowl. So if you're ever up in the North Shore, please stop by Wawa Lemonade. Get something to drink, get cooled off, refreshed. And you could also pick that up and they're really close to Giovanni Shrimp Truck. So get some lemonade, go get some shrimp, some shrimp from Giovanni's, and yeah, it's gonna hit the spot. That's all I'll say. So that's my drink for today. But I'll get started, So first topic we're going to talk about is the NFL, and I want to talk about the Ravens. This is my Ravens. This is a team I follow. So first, I think their defense stepped up this week. We played the Houston Texans. I will say I wasn't scared of the Texans the way they've been playing. There isn't too much to really fear of them as long as you can stop the run. CJ Stroud, not going to put him down just yet, but as one of my hot takes last week, Bryce Young is a better QB from the QB class at the moment, and it's looking that way. But CJ Stroud, still a very talented young QB, so I'm not here to put him down. But the team overall hasn't been performing at the capacity we were expecting them to. So, our defense played well, which I'm happy about. Not the best team to play to sort of see if we're ready for the playoffs, but overall, great win. Derrick Henry had a great game, monster game. And then Lamar Jackson did too. And I think Lamar Jackson had a game to sort of keep him in that MVP conversation with Josh Allen. And what I will also say, I think Joe Burrow is in that conversation alongside Saquon Barkley, who broke 2K, rushing yards this past week. But back to the Ravens, next week we play the Browns, final game of the season, and it for us, I think it is a must win, just to take that division, have that first place, not let the Steelers, be able to come in and sweep and take that top crown for the division. But the Steelers do have a tough game. They're playing the Cincinnati Bengals, and Bengals won this past week, and an electric and very last minute win, and kept their playoff hope alive. And they have to win against the Steelers and hope for some other luck from other teams to make the playoffs. But overall, the Ravens, I'm happy where we're at. I think we're playing really well. I don't think we're gonna put all our starters the full game this next week because we do need to get rested up because we don't have a bye week, so we are going to be out there playing. And in the playoffs, you got to put 100% effort. So I'm excited for our chances. I think we have a really good chance of making a deep run in these playoffs, and I'm hoping we lift the Lombardi Trophy at the end of the year. But that's my hope right now. We'll see how I feel in a few weeks once the playoffs start, and just what seeding we are at. But another take to sort of talk about is today's game. We had the 49ers and Detroit Lions play. For those that were watching, very exciting game. 49ers kept it close, and I was texting Tim throughout the game. And got a few quotes from him. I got a first half quote, and second half really didn't get a quote, but it was probably a little bit more frustration. But after the first half, some of the things Tim mentioned was Pearsall showed up for the first time in a while, which, yes, Pearsall was just making catches, doing a lot, this game, which I think is it's a bright star for the 49ers because if he could continue that and develop into a great wide receiver, able to break away from people, he's going to be a threat. And that's a great combination with Ayuk coming back, Debo still there, Juwan Jennings. So Pearsall showing up, I think it's a great thing for them. The other take Tim had was, where was this Shanahan play calling all year? I think the 49ers showed what they could have been doing this whole season without CMC, without Ayuk during this first half. They were leading the Lions as they were stopping them. I think Esteban may like this take from me a little bit, but Brock Purdy did show a lot today. Showed that he's a very good QB. I'm not gonna go out and say that he is a star QB because let's be real, the Lions defense is injured like no other. I think they have a starting, defensive team on their injury list. So they're missing a lot of their best, a lot of great defensive players. So I'm not gonna praise Brock Purdy that he is the next coming of Tom Brady, but he did show a lot today, and I think he needs to show a lot to get paid because, from the sounds of it, he is going to get paid this year. But I think the big question is from who, and I think the biggest question I would have for 49er fans is, are you willing to pay Brock Purdy that? after seeing what he did today, knowing you're going to lose a lot of other key pieces because you aren't going to have enough, salary to pay some of these other players. So, are you guys open to paying Brock Purdy, or are you guys looking for the next best thing, And I think one thing to sort of look at is the Minnesota Vikings and Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold this year has played amazingly, where he's showing that he is going to be a top QB. And from a lot of these reports I've heard, they're going to re-sign him. I think the Vikings want to continue rolling with him, and I think that is a very smart choice because he has shown a lot. Let me retake that. I think if the Vikings decide to sign Sam Darnold, I think it should be for a short while. I don't think they should give him a long contract because they do have JJ McCarthy. I think JJ McCarthy got unlucky, got injured, couldn't show what he had. So I think this is a good opportunity to have him sit behind Sam Darnold and sort of learn from him, get some of that experience, some of that NFL, management going, and then sort of make your decision of what's next, because JJ McCarthy, even though Sam Darnold looks like he could be the QB of the future for a few years in Minnesota, Sam Darnold is still very, or not Sam Darnold, JJ McCarthy is a very young quarterback, and he showed a lot at Michigan last year. So I think any team would be open to trading for JJ McCarthy, but I think the Vikings should keep him. So, another take Tim had about the Niners after today's game, and this is just from the first half. Injuries continue. There was a few injuries today in their defense. I think Bosa had a little bit of a scare, but he ended up being okay. But I think that's one of the things that hurt the 49ers this year was injuries. Their O-line today, it was a lot of practice squad players, non-starters, and I'll say they played really well to keep the 49ers in the game. So, great future, gems there possibly that could help. But yeah, injuries continuing. Debo getting very involved, in the run game. I think that was great. I was excited to see that because I remember, I think it was like 3 years ago where Debo was like the running back before Christian McCaffrey came to the 49ers, and he was doing great. He was doing everything. He was running, he was catching, he was that, utility running back slash wide receiver. So getting him involved in that could be, what they need to do with him just to keep him involved, keep him active, because it looks like he enjoys it as well. So, and that's the type of game he likes to do, likes to play. So, and then one of the last first half takes that Tim had was they finally used Kyle Juszczyk. And yeah, I think Kyle, he's one of the top fullbacks in the NFL. And not using him for those short runs and even the catches when he's shown time after time he is a great fullback and a great player. Not using him, it's unfortunate for him and it's unfortunate for the team. So, there was a lot of bright spots in that first half. I think the one not bright spot that happened in the first half, and it was at the end of the second quarter, was Jake Moody. And it's a topic I think we've had a lot, Tim and I, about Jake Moody and, instilling the confidence Tim says has to stop. Tim believes, that the injury from earlier this year could still be lingering, but he also missed last year. So he's had a lot of injuries. And, he, I think Tim feels with Moody, they're just going to continue losing games. And, today he did miss two major field goals, that could have kept the team in it, could have changed momentum, and they were just wide. And you could see when he missed it, Kyle Shanahan, he was a little frustrated. I think the team was a little frustrated. And it was just unfortunate. And then in the second half, I think Tim mentions it a lot of how Kyle Shanahan coaches his way out of wins. And I think we saw it on their first drive in the third quarter was they were passing the ball when the run game was working. On two back-to-back first downs, they threw the ball that the second one led to a pick, you know, when the run game is what helped establish the passing game in the first half, you know, and they didn't start with that. So it does seem like Kyle Shanahan got too excited, too eager to continue passing the ball, showing that they're an amazing team, which I'm not going to say they're not. They're a great team. But it looks like from right now, coaching might be a big issue. You know, coaching himself out of these wins. I think Tim would be saying the same thing that the coach is what's probably losing the game a lot more than some of these players. And then, you know, I think one of the thoughts I had was there wasn't as much pressure now as earlier in the season for the 49ers to win games. So playing without that pressure, not being like the top team in the NFL, I think sort of helps them too, you know. And I think they were just having fun. Like I said, I think Brock Purdy's playing to get paid, and he made a statement today. But what I'll say is, I'm not gonna pay him still. Estevan, I know you're gonna hear this, and you're probably not gonna be happy, but that's just my take. You know, 49er fans, they all may want to pay him. But just for me, from what I've seen, I just don't feel comfortable paying him that much money when there's a lot of other work that needs to be done with the team. So that's a little bit about the 49ers take that I wanted to share. You know, we talk a lot about the Ravens, 49ers, that's our team, so wanting to keep it up without Tim here. Another take was, why are these teams that have the number one pick winning games? Last week it was the Raiders. This week, the Giants. They beat Indy. I think it was great to see because they in Indianapolis, they were still in the playoff hunt, and now they're out of it because they lost to the Giants, which is a little embarrassing. Great for the Giants. Great for Locke, great for neighbors. You know, they played amazingly, but why are these teams losing this number one pick when a team like the Giants need a QB? And I think they're in our text message group that we have, Fidel sort of did mention that maybe they wanted to win because Sanders didn't have the best showing in his bowl game this past weekend. And, you know, maybe they're not as, you know, confident in him as they were before, but still, this is a team that needs a QB, you know, and now they're gonna have to find another way to get a QB, you know, if it's trading picks to get back up in the draft, which just is gonna suck because there's a lot we can say with the Giants. So, the Pats now, the Patriots are sitting at the number one, and I think there's a lot they could do with it if they don't make the same mistake and win this next week. It could really help them rebuild their franchise with Mayo at the helm. They have a great, I think, a very great QB that still has a lot to show in Drake May. So, you know, having that number one pick could help with a great pick at number one or even trading for a lot of assets early in the draft. So, we'll see what happens this next week. Like I said, there's one playoff position open. And I think a lot of people are gonna be playing to lose to keep those high draft picks. And sort of with that last playoff spot, I think the only input and thing I want to share is the team I would personally want to see there is the Bengals. And for a few reasons. One, I'm a Joe Burrow fan. Always enjoyed his game, liked him at LSU. And also just what he's done. You know, they started the season really tough, really rough, losing games, and He is putting up monster numbers, passing, throwing touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase too, on track for that triple crown. And this could be a very dangerous team to see in the playoffs because they could score a lot of points. I think their defense still has a lot of question marks, but it would be a very dangerous team to see in the playoffs. So I think that is the one team I would want to see in the playoffs, but I think Denver has a very easy route in because they are playing Kansas City. And the Chiefs have already said they're going to be resting all their starters. And that's going to give the Chiefs starters 2 weeks to rest up, which it's very dangerous. But, Denver in the playoffs, I don't think it would be bad. I think Denver is also a very dangerous team. Their defense is great and amazing. And I would like to see them take down some of these teams, except the Ravens. I don't want to see want to see them beat my Ravens, but I also think the Denver Broncos, I think, are the Chiefs' kryptonite, and if they could play the Chiefs and beat them and knock them out, hey, I think a lot of people, not just me, I think a lot of people would be happy to see the Chiefs lose. So, we would see what we'll see who gets that last playoff spot. Like I say, I would prefer it to be the Bengals, but we'll see. But I think this week there's going to be quite a few exciting games because they still have playoff implications, and some others have draft stock implications. So it's going to be a great week or a great final week of the NFL season before the playoffs. But next we'll do the hot take segment. So the banter takes. We started it last week where Tim will send me one. I'll send him some without him knowing what the take is. Without Tim here, I'm just going to share the one take I had for him. And, even though I had it for him to own as his own, I still will own it as my own because I do believe in it. but my take is that the New York Giants will fire Joe Schoen and Brian Daboll. I think John Mara has been having nightmares since Hard Knocks on HBO featured them in the offseason. And with Saquon playing the Giants at the end of this season, so this coming week, and on track to break the NFL rushing record, Mara is going to fire those two once Saquon does it. And, I also think Mara feels like they're the two responsible for not feeling Saquon was worth it, thinking that they had to, follow Danny Dimes, which, Danny Dimes, he's a Viking right now. Not even on the Giants anymore. So I think they made a mistake. I think Mara's gonna have to start fresh because it's gonna be real rebuilding for that organization because they did lose on Saquon. They got to build something for Neighbors because if not, Neighbors is going to head out the door soon too. But that's my hot take. So next, topic I wanted to discuss was fantasy football, and it was championship week for a lot of leagues throughout the U.S. and probably across the world. And from our main league with all our buddies, Tim and I, our co-owned team, won the championship this year. So congrats to Tim. Congrats to me. I think this is Tim's first, championship win in the league. For me, it is my fifth in 8 years. So to my fantasy team and in league, I don't know what you guys are doing. You guys got to learn how to start drafting, start winning, because there's at times I am feeling bad taking, the prize money, but at the same time, if you guys don't know how to do it, and how to win, hey, I'll take it. I'm not gonna mind, but I think some of the strategies, some of the things Tim sort of wanted to see, we didn't have an open spot, so Tim joined, wanted to sort of see how a champion would win. And he sort of saw how it went. And I think, I hate to share some strategies, but I will share some of my strategies with everybody. And I know some of the people in my league may listen to this and start using it. But some of the big strategies, and Tim could, say that he saw it. First one, just drafting well. the draft is going to be the big piece of your fantasy team, and you just got to make it's some luck, some skills, knowing teams, knowing, depth chart, who's going to play well. I think this year we had a great draft. We only lost one player to injury, but kept, the rest of our core. I think the steals for us in the draft first was Derrick Henry. I was surprised I was able to get him. I think there was, even prior to the season, there was a lot of question marks about Derrick Henry, if he was going to produce the same way he did previous years because of Lamar Jackson. But beginning of the season, it did look a little tough, but then they let him run, and he ran. Didn't break records like Saquon, but still, I think Saquon was one of those other players that they weren't sure what it was going to look like, so wasn't a top pick like normal. So Derrick Henry was the steal, and then another, I think, steal that sort of helped us win this league in the draft was Josh Allen. I am surprised Josh Allen dropped to me. I am someone who doesn't really draft a QB early on, especially one of these bigger name QBs. So it was, for me, it was a hard one to pull the trigger on, but I did, and I'm thankful I did because Josh Allen had an amazing year, at that position. So those were two players that really, I think, saved our season. And then one of the next strategies is waiver wire pickups. And I think Tim did a really good job with this. He did pick up Tyrann Tracy from the Giants early on before he broke out, which helped us get to this playoff run and helped us this past week make some moves. And then we also picked up Jonnu Smith, who, if you guys saw, this last week wasn't the best performance, but he was putting up many points and was one of the top tight ends in the league this year. So, waiver wire pickups, it's really picking up some gems, and it's sort of looking at the future. I think one of the things I always look at is running backs, wide receivers who aren't producing, who are really struggling, and then finding one of those other lower depth wide receivers to pick up and just stash on your bench. That's going to be the big thing, stashing. You got to take chances. You got to pull the trigger and just hold on some players. That's going to help you get far. And then the other one for me is streaming kickers and defense. Kickers and defense for me, I'll say the only kicker I'd always pick up prior to this year, after this year it might change, was Justin Tucker. That was like the most guaranteed kicker. And then like defense, it was always like the 49ers, the Ravens that I would pick up. Those are the only ones I'd give up an early draft pick to draft. After that, it's my last two round picks, and I just like to stream them, especially defense and kicker. This year, I think we streamed our kicker and we ended up getting a great kicker. I forget what week we picked him up because we just needed someone. And we picked up Cameron Dicker from the Chargers, who was one of the top kickers this year. I think he really helped us get to the playoffs this week. He got us 16 points, which really helped us get that cushion to win the championship. And then for defense as well, it's just sort of streaming, looking who's playing the lower team, the teams that are struggling. And especially in the playoffs, I think this is what helped us get this W and get a win, was we had the Seahawks. We picked up the Seahawks. They got 16 points this past week. They played the Bears, who just kept them to a field goal. But we picked up the Seahawks, I think, 3 weeks ago because we were just looking ahead at the fantasy playoffs. And if we were in the championship game, who was the defense we needed, while they were still available? Because I think a lot of teams stream, and right now it's just about holding those position players and just, those spots of like who's gonna possibly break out, who's playing the weaker matchups. So Seahawks, Cameron Dicker, they really saved us this week with 16 points each. And then Henry Allen really helped us. But I will say there's a lot of strategy, a lot of skills, but it's also a lot of luck because the team we played this week, they had some players who didn't perform as well, and I think that sort of helped us win this championship. So overall, like I say, fantasy football, we enjoy doing it as a group of friends. Let's say excited to be a five-time champion. I know some of these people are hating me. They probably always wish me to lose and not ever win another championship, but I continue coming back and winning. So great season for our little league. We're excited for the next year. It's something we've done for many years. So best of luck. Hopefully some of you that are listening won your fantasy football leagues. Like I say, prior to next year's fantasy football, we'll share some mock drafts, some of our picks, and some of our thoughts of, who you guys should draft. And hey, if you ride with us, like I say, I'm a five-time champ. Tim's a champ now too, so you got some good people to ride with. But that's fantasy football. And then the last sort of thing I want to touch up is New Year's. So, it is December 30th. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve. This episode won't come out till New Year's Day. But wanted to sort of touch up on a few things. For me, one of the things is traditions. And, some of the things I do in my family was going to ask Tim a little bit about his, but some of the things and some of the core memories I have are, it's always with family having fun. I think, prior to having my son Keanu, it was just really hanging out with family till 2, 3 a.m., having drinks, just enjoying talking, watching TV, watching the ball drop that, from New York, and even in Spanish. And then the two traditions that one is something we do every year still. Another I did a few times because it's something I was always told and I always tried it, and I think it did come true. But the first one, my go-to that we do every year, is we eat 12 grapes at midnight. And you eat it one at a time, and for each one, you make a wish for your wishes to come through. This year, there's going to be a lot of wishes. Got 12 grapes. So I think it's a very Hispanic cultural thing to do because it seems like a lot of people do it. So if you haven't gotten your grapes, go to the store right now because who knows if there's even any grapes left because there's a lot of people that do it. Great fun habit to have, great tradition to have because grapes are delicious. And hey, if you get 12 wishes and the 12 wishes come true, that's going to be awesome. Winning the lottery still hasn't happened, but hey, knock on wood, hopefully soon it does happen. And then the other tradition that I don't do as much anymore, but I remember when I was a little younger, in college, having fun, was you would get a maleta, so a luggage bag, and you'd run around the block, and you did that for to have a very successful year of traveling, going out traveling. And I did it, I think it was 2 years, and I will say those 2 years I did travel a lot. It wasn't really like long distance traveling. I haven't been to Europe, but going to like Las Vegas with buddies, going to San Diego, we did a lot of things. So I feel like it did sort of come true because, like I said, back then I was I'm not gonna say a kid because I wasn't a kid, I was an adult. But working just a normal retail job, going to college, making very little money. So being able to travel to places like that with my friends to have fun, it was worth it for me. So that's some of the traditions that I had. What are traditions that you guys do? What are things that you remember from your New Year's that you do with family or what's something you always do during New Year's? Is it watching a movie? Is it watching the ball drop? Is it eating a specific type of food? There's so many things that, everybody does, and I think it's amazing. So share, let me know what you guys do. I'm very interested because it's just something I like to know. And then I think I want to touch on highlights of the year. For me, I think it was just a great year. There was a lot that happened. Work-wise was good, with my kiddo Keanu, another got to celebrate his first birthday, which for me is a milestone. This kid has brought me a lot of joy, a lot of life, just a lot of rejuvenated energy, and so excited about what these next so many years that we have together coming up. And then some of the things I'm thankful for is just thankful for the family, my wife, my kiddo, everything they've all done, support, our parents helping out with Keanu when we've been sick under the weather, had a few procedures, myself and Vera, so they've come to sort of help out with the kiddo. So I'm very thankful for that. Thankful for the friends hanging out when we do get a chance. It's been a little tough just because of life, the way things are, some of us living really far away from others. So those times we do get to hang out, it's been an amazing time and I cherish them. And for me, another thing I'm thankful for is, I will say, my health. I shared in one of our old pods that we did a few months ago, but even now, and you guys could see, I still am suffering from my Bell's palsy. I will say I am doing a lot better. I could finally smile a little bit. I'm not so serious, in my face. Still have a lot of work to do. Can't really close my eye. Doing a lot of eye drops to avoid it not getting damaged. But just thankful that I'm still healthy, other than the Bell's palsy, something I know I'm going to get through. It's going to take time, continue working, but the support I have from friends and family will get me through it. And yeah, just thankful to be healthy, doing well, and hoping for another great year of health. And I think that's one of the last things was just resolutions and thoughts. Especially with this show, Banter on the Rocks, that Tim and I created recently. We're very thankful for the 244 subscribers that we have as of today. Having that much support means a lot to both of us. Tim's not here to share it, but I know he would echo exactly what I say, that we really appreciate all the love and support that everybody gives us, going on to our page, watching our videos, even watching our shorts and commenting. It truly means a lot to us because we are doing this for fun. But it's also something we hope we could make into a career because we enjoy talking sports. We enjoy talking entertainment, music, movies, theme parks, anything. We enjoy having these conversations and just having real conversations with everybody that we, interact with. So it is something, not like I say, I'm not gonna say I don't like my job. I loved what I do. I enjoy the people I work with. But this is just a passion I've had, and if it's something I think we both could build off of, it's something we'd really be excited to be able to give back that way and find other ways to give back. So we've learned a lot during this process. I think for myself, editing the full-length videos, learned a lot. I think Tim does a lot of the short clips. So all the shorts you see posts on our social media, Tim does a lot of that. So we're learning a lot, learning the layouts, and we're always trying new and fun things. So please let us know what you like about our videos, what you don't like. We're still practicing and playing around with a lot of new things just because, like I said, we're continuing to grow our craft in making these shows. And in the future, I think we're sort of wanting to do a lot more. And I think one of the things I think about, after doing this for 5 months, Banter on the Rocks, we brought what we envisioned from day one to Banner on the Rocks, and we want to continue growing it. We wanted to talk sports, we wanted to talk entertainment, movies, news things. We've talked about aliens, things like that. We just these conversations we have with people and bringing in our guests, our guests, and who are a lot of them recently have been our friends that have joined. We're really thankful for them to take the time to join us, supporting us, and also just having these conversations because they have been fun, amazing conversations. And yes, sometimes we do banter, we don't agree on our takes, but it's all in good fun, where there's always love we show to each other. So we're really, those are my thoughts after 5 months of doing this podcast. Just so thankful for those that follow, those that have supported. And I have three goals for this next year, 2025, for our podcast. I think one big one that I hope we could reach, by January 1st of next year is at least hit 1,000 subscribers. If we hit a lot more than that, I will be excited and stoked. But yeah, just trying to continue building our platform, our audience. So please, anybody that watches this, please let us know what you guys want to hear about, what conversations you want to have. And, maybe in the future we'll start doing some live episodes on YouTube. And having some of you guys just joining us, calling in, videoing in to have some conversation or just ask some questions. Like I say, it's something we want to do. And sort of with that, I think one of the goals I have for this next year is finding more guests to come on. I think that's one of our big things we envisioned with Banter on the Rocks, and we did pretty well for a while. It slowed down during the holidays. It's always pretty hard to get people to come on, but I think for this next year, one of the goals I want to see is having more guests and more unique guests. Not that I don't enjoy having our friends come on. I would always gladly and welcome all of them to come on whenever they want. But having other, creators, content creators, other podcasts come join us, talk about a little bit about what they do, a little bit about what their likes are, and sort of teach us and us teach them, and just make this a great place to have great conversations, have some great banter and friendly banter where we're not going to really be angry at each other, where we're having a good time. And just build this community because it is an awesome community that Tim and I have seen, the podcast community. So, that is one of the goals. And then next one is just get our videos, get a little bit more creative. It's something I see, using more memes, using more, things in our videos to make it more creative, more pop. I truly hope you guys are enjoying our videos, the editing. Like I mentioned, if you guys have feedback for me, Tim, on how the video, editing is going, our layouts, please let us know. We really appreciate any feedback. Like I said, we're still learning, we're still trying to grow. And I think one of the big goals we have for the future is to make this possible, make this a career for us, make it something we do daily and have different types of shows for you guys to watch, different content, and just having a good time. Like I say, we enjoy our drinks during the episodes and enjoy talking to people. So, those are some of the goals I have for 2025. I think when Tim comes back next week, we'll ask him three of his goals for the podcast and even maybe for himself that he has. But that's a little bit about New Year's. You always set up goals for yourself for this next year. I think personal goals I have for myself is get healthier, lose this weight. I know last week we sort of talked about having a Santa Claus come in person to our family, events during Christmas to take pictures with. But, and I did share, I think I'm almost there. I'm gonna try to go the opposite way and maybe be a very skinnier Santa Claus. But for me, it's more just getting healthy for my wife, my kid, making sure I'm here for a long time. Next one, just I think just have more time and not as much stress during the weekend. I think personal jobs always get hard, but finding ways to take care of yourself, the self-care, like finding the good brand, like finding the good brand is taking care of your mental health. That is the biggest piece of wealth that we have in our life. Money does buy a lot of stuff, but your health, your mental health, it's priceless. You need it so much, and I think that's one of the things I sort of want to focus on a lot more for myself. I think I do a good job, but I think I could do even better. And the next thing I think it's another personal goal is sort of just take more time to reach out to my friends, family that I don't reach out to as much. I think I'm so caught up with work, so caught up with, life with my kiddo, watching him grow up, that I sort of do put that on the side, and I think I need to find a way to sort of balance it, still have that family time with my wife and my kid, but find ways to also bring my friends and all of them into my life. And for anybody hearing, I always think about all my friends, hoping they're always well, checking social media, making sure they're doing well, and everybody's doing amazing, and I'm so happy for everybody. But I think one of the things is just connecting with everybody a little more when people are in town, trying to find more ways to make it out to hang out with them. Just because, like I say, it is something I miss. I'm not saying I don't want to hang out with my family. I love my family, but also, I think Vera will say it. She knows my friends, this group of friends that I got, that are in the fantasy league. I consider them all brothers, all family. So finding times to hang out with that family is another goal I have for this next year for me. So, what are your guys' goals? Like I say, I don't think these are like birthday wishes where you gotta hide it. I am always very open with what my goals are, and I hope people hold me a little accountable and also help out too. I appreciate it. You see me eating a hamburger, tell me not to eat that. Tell me to go, take my fat ass for a run, because hey, it's probably what I gotta do. So, I appreciate it, everybody. But that's a little bit about New Year's traditions. Like I said, this pod's coming out on January 1st, so it's a new year. Hopefully everybody had a safe, great New Year's with family. Please be safe, wherever you're at, enjoy it. Know that I'm wishing the best for everybody. I think Tim is the same. We're wishing the best for everybody. Have a great time, and we're excited for this next year. 2025, I think, is going to be a big year for a lot of us, and not just Banter on the Rocks, Tim and I, but just many people in life. I think it's going to be a great year. 25 is a great number. So wishing everybody a great, happy New Year. Stay safe, and we'll see everybody next week. Peace.